We'd like to welcome each of you here to the house of the Lord. It's been good to be here this morning already. It's nice to see mothers and their families with them. Eileen, you did good today. I would like to once again greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We look forward to this hour when we will witness two little ones being blessed, where we ask the Lord to bless them all their days. And so we look forward to that, and also remembering the gift of motherhood to this world. You see, the Lord really knows all aspects that we need to be nurtured and to gain strength for our life. And He gave us mothers. The little ones sang today in our music this morning, in trusting in the Lord. And that's always our theme. And I noticed Brother Mike here, that will be sharing with us in a minute, was just beaming. You see, he helps with Junior Church. He's in charge. And to see those young people sing so well, I'm sure that made him very happy for them. I'd like to read briefly from the book of Proverbs so that we might focus our thoughts on our theme for the day. And these are just little excerpts from Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. Strength and honor are her clothing. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Do you think our faith is paramount in our life? The faith of Paul, the faith of his friend Timothy. And do you think our mothers form our faith and help us in that? These short words from the book of Timothy, the second book of Timothy, chapter 1. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, this is Paul speaking to Timothy of his faith, which dwelleth first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So you see, even the Apostle Paul spoke of our faith, and he spoke of how important grandmothers and mothers are to each of us. So we look forward to this hour today, where we can bring honor and glory to the Lord in all these things. So now we will stand in a moment to sing together.
Happy love, Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again we come before Thee, desiring to thank Thee for this day. Because of our mothers and because of our grandmothers, we're very grateful for this opportunity to praise their name. We also desire to know that we are, and I do love these people because of their way that they have continued to do the things that the Lord has asked of them to do. So I pray to each one of us that we might truly enjoy this day, might have a better understanding of the important things of mother and grandmothers. And we also would continue to think about our brother Mike. And we ask a very special blessing upon him as he gives his thoughts in regards to the blessing of these children. We thank Thee, Lord. For those many blessings that Thou hast granted unto us. And we pray it in the worthy name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We recognize this time of offertory as a stewardship, and today we are recognizing a little bit different form of stewardship, the stewardship of parenthood in celebrating our mothers on and our wives on this Mother's Day, and also our children and these baby blessings. Truly, these baby blessings are a form of stewardship in presenting and laying our laying them at the Lord's feet and allowing Him to bless them. And so, would you just bow with me, please? Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to give to You. Lord, all that You give us is Yours. All of the blessings that we have are from You, from our finances and being able to provide us with shelter and clothing, to our families, Lord, these little ones who we present to You today, our children, Lord, as we put everything that we have, Lord, into Your hands. We know that You will abound us with blessings. So as we give back through the offertory today, or give and invest our lives into Your work, use us, Father, as You would, for the benefit and the building of Your kingdom. We thank You, and we pray this in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reading from the third book of Nephi, chapter 8, beginning with verse 12. And it came to pass that he commanded that their little children should be brought. So they brought their little children and sat them down upon the ground round about him. And Jesus stood in the midst, and the multitude gave way till they had all been brought unto him. And it came to pass that when they had all been brought, and Jesus stood in the midst, he commanded the multitude that they should kneel down upon the ground. And moving down to verse 23, he took their little children one by one, and he blessed them, and prayed unto the Father for them. And when he had done this, he wept again, and he spake unto the multitude, and saith unto them, Behold your little ones. And as they looked to behold, they cast their eyes toward heaven. And they saw the heavens open, and they saw angels descending out of heaven, as it were in the midst of fire. And they came down and encircled those little ones about. And they were encircled about with fire, and the angels did minister unto them. And the multitude did see and hear and bear record. And they know that the record is true, for they, all of them, did see and hear, every man for himself. And there were in number about 2,500 souls, and they did consist of men, women, and children. What a glorious experience for these 2,500 souls to have their children come and to sit around their Savior and to witness these angels descending out of heaven and ministering unto them. To have the Lord Jesus Christ Himself bless them. I imagine there were several hundred of these children. What a blessing. Did we come today expecting a similar blessing? There's no reason we shouldn't. For we are told when we ask, if we ask not amiss, we will receive. Perhaps we will not see for ourselves or even hear the angels, but I certainly believe that they will be with us. You know, the children were brought to Jesus in Jerusalem as well. In Matthew 19, verse 13, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them, saying, There is no need, for Jesus hath said, Such shall be saved. You know, the disciples were right. Jesus did say that he came to this world to preach repentance to those who needed it. Well, we know that little children and infants are without sin. And we know that they will be saved by the grace of God. And yet, what was his response? He said, Suffer, little children, to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and departed thence. You see, the Lord knew, even though that they would be saved, that there was a need for a blessing. For these young children had many years to live, or a few anyway, to learn the gospel. And he knew that they would need help along the way. so that when they reached that age of accountability, that they would be blessed, and that they would choose for themselves to be baptized and to accept Jesus as their Savior. You see, I think also Jesus didn't want to he was so excited because of these little children and did not want to withhold any blessings, for of such is the kingdom. And what a joy it was for him to share that moment with these little ones that are such a great example of what we are to be, innocent, depending on our Savior for our salvation. It's not what we do, but after everything that we can do and have done, it's the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For of such is the kingdom. You know, it's not just for the children. It's also for the parents, isn't it? This blessing. And not only for the children and the parents, but for the congregation of this church, that we may all assist and nurture these children. I remember Derek's blessing. It does not seem like very long ago. In a few days, he'll be graduating. And as a parent, you know, you always hear time flies, but when it does, you really realize it. And that window of opportunity, I'm feeling, is beginning to close. For direction and guidance. And so my prayer is for the parents to not take lightly these next few years. For tomorrow, they will be on their own. I remember that day of Derek's blessing. Brother Joe gave the sermon. It was up in Woodbine. He talked about Simeon. This man that was promised that he would not taste of death until he saw the Lord's Christ. And that came true. He met Mary and Joseph and little baby Jesus in the temple. And he blessed them. And they were blessed. He prophesied of this Jesus and what he would become to the people. He said to Mary, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of the men of, I'm sorry, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a spear shall pierce through him to the wounding of thine own soul also." Mothers understand that, don't they? What a blessing and experience that was. And it says, "The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." We are to help these little children. And King Benjamin in Mosiah chapter 2, he says, "You will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will you suffer that they transgress the laws of God and fight and quarrel one with another and serve the devil who is the master of sin, or who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being an enemy to all righteousness. But you will teach them to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. You will teach them to love one another and to serve one another." This is my prayer that we will unite to love one another and to serve one another.
As the choir is coming up, I hesitate to say anything, but we want there to be no distractions, and there seems to be electronic noise somewhere. I'd like for us to try and figure out where that is, if we could get that. Oh, okay. It's oxygen. I think we better leave that alone. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you to the junior church choir. That was beautiful. And now I'd like to ask Chris and Aaron Beecher to bring their little daughter, Emilia, up. And the elders also come up. Emilia Catherine Beecher, daughter of Chris and Aaron Beecher, will be blessed by elders Larry Beecher, her grandfather, and Brad Hampton, her uncle.
Our Father, this morning in the presence of this body, we present Emilia Catherine Beecher to you for your blessing. We know, Father, that she has already been richly blessed with the love of her parents, her brother Virgil, her grandparents and even grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. But we know, Father, that this love pales in comparison to the love of her Heavenly Father, to whom we lift her up for a blessing this morning. We trust and pray, Father, that Emilia will always have the assurance that you are with her, the assurance that you are watching over her, that you are guiding and directing her, the assurance that you will hear her prayers, and the knowledge that you will always answer them, even though we recognize, Father, that sometimes those answers may be no. Lord, we ask that you provide her with friends who are supportive and truthful to her, that you will keep her from those relationships that might draw her away from thee. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, Father, lead her along paths of righteousness. May her life be lived in such a manner that every action is reflective of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And like Jacob of old, Father, may her faith be unshaken and unbroken. Bless her, Father, with wisdom and knowledge, and grant unto her a thirst for even more. We pray that you keep her physically safe and healthy, and protect her, Father, from those snares of the enemy. Help her parents be the positive influence that she will need in her life. Help them to fulfill their responsibilities, to teach her how to pray and to walk uprightly before thee. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that all the blessings of our Lord may be heard this day and all the days of her life to come. And we ask this in the name of thy blessed Savior, our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And Heidi and Matt, could you bring Crosby forward? Crosby Gilbert Hakes will be blessed by Elders Bob Gilbert, her grandfather, that's me, and Brother Steve Willie. Almighty Heavenly Father, in the precious name of our Redeemer, who is Christ, we lay our hands upon the body of this little one, Crosby Gilbert Hakes, who is so shortly from your courts of glory, and we know that you love all your little children across this world. We know that you have created his spirit and placed it with the body upon this earth, that he may fulfill the measure of his creation in your sight. What a gift he is unto this family and unto all of us. And we thank you for the love that you have placed within this family for their children. We pray that his father Matt and mother Heidi may always be aware that you have given them a gift, that they may always remember to teach him the gospel, that one day he may make his mind up because of his agency to follow after thee. We know that the world that he is born into is troubled. And yet we have great hope for the day ahead because we know that you preside over all these events of life. And so we ask that you would prepare our little brother that he may be strong in faith, strong in courage, and have a conviction to follow after thee and to serve thee all of his life. And that one day when he is old enough to know, he will choose you. We ask a blessing for him just now by the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will pour out upon him the blessings of health and of wisdom and all those gifts that we need to be successful in this life, that he may realize it one day, that he will know that you are his God. And we thank you for his life and for his family and ask that blessing upon all of them just now from the courts of glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Vida, I'm sorry. We had a misprint in the bulletin I forgot to announce. We're not closing the service yet. Brother Mike's got a few words for us.
I need to first apologize for those who are bulletin watchers, because I was one not too long ago, and just when you thought there was just one hymn and one more prayer to go, the preacher stands back up. And so we'll try to make it pretty easy on you. Wanted to say a few things about mothers. How can we not? It's so good to see so many mothers here today, and they're supporting family. It's a testament to their hard work and the things that they have taught their children. You know, I've had a lot of influential women in my life. Of course, there's my mom, who had the most impact, but also had my two grandmas. And not only that, but I had a whole bunch of church ladies growing up, going to church, that had a positive impact on me. And so I'm thankful for that. You know, our mothers are a representation of the church. Have you thought about that? The Lord, I think, designed the family unit and the role of mother so we could more fully understand His church and His love for us, His people. Mothers are to their children what the church is to its members. In Ephesians 5:25, we read, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. What a beautiful lesson that is on full display and is all about us. The love of our mothers. So I naturally began to think about how my mom taught me about Christ's church. And I wanted to format this in kind of an open thank you note. You know, often if you, hopefully our moms get some Mother's Day cards today, and often those Mother's Day cards turn into thank you notes. At least mine do. There's so many things to be thankful for what mom has done. So these are a few of the thank yous that I would like to share openly with my mom. And perhaps you have some similar thank yous. Mom, thank you for getting me up early. To go to Sunday school every Sunday. Even though I would have rather slept in. For it is a day of rest, I thought back then. Naturally, you should sleep in, right? Well, my mom knew best. She got me to church, to Sunday school. We go to church to be taught, don't we? Our moms have a hand in a lot of things that we learn. My mom understood that we learn more by seeing and doing than what she says. I don't remember mom saying, just do what I say, not what I do. Never heard her say that. But I do remember her sitting in her chair, studying her scriptures. And that image means so much more to me than any verse that she recited to me over the years. It encourages me even to this day, the importance of studying the scriptures. You know, Christ taught by doing, by example. He didn't just say, apostles, I want you to meet together often to share in the Lord's Supper. Well, of course he did say that, but he also showed them, take, eat, remember, this is an emblem, a symbol of my body and my blood. Likewise, he taught them by example, and he himself, the innocent, the Savior of all mankind, was baptized. He didn't just tell us we needed to be baptized. He himself was baptized so that we could learn by example. Mom, thank you. I'm sure glad she isn't here this morning. I'd have a really hard time getting through this. Actually, I do wish she was here. Thank you for the hours and hours of cumulative prayers offered for your family while you knelt beside your bed. And I'm sure at times wiped tears away of love and concern for all your kids. We as members of this church receive prayerful support from one another, and most certainly from our mothers. We are to pray always, continuously. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall you pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. That was in 3 Nephi chapter 8, verse 48. Mom, thank you for giving me chores around the house so I could feel valued while I learned the value of hard work. As a church, we make sacrifices for one another through fasting and offerings, through volunteering. I remember when I was a kid, we had a church garden. There's a little plot of land out in the country just outside of Woodbine. And I don't know how often we would meet out there, but we as a collective group, we would plant and hoe and harvest. That made an impact on me. And the bounty was shared with the church as a whole. But the greater blessing was working together. Mom, thank you for helping me follow along by pointing to the words as the hymns were being sung, so I could develop an appreciation for sacred music while singing with the congregation. I'm sure my mom wasn't the only one that made us follow along, so we could not only read the words, but sing. This is important for us to have sacred music in our homes. Mom, thank you for being there for all my games and meets and concerts and banquets and so on. Successes are so much more fun when shared with loved ones. And failures and trials are so much easier to endure. Don't we as a body of saints share in one another's celebrations and trials? We help one another. Mom, thank you for getting the grass stains off my uniform so I would be ready to get back out there for the next game. We go to church to learn how to repent, seek forgiveness, that through the power and saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven and our souls are cleansed. Mom, thank you for teaching me how to fill out my first tithing statement and to see the importance of giving to others. Through this, I learned that the whole world doesn't revolve around me. That's a lesson hard to be taught. We come to church to share gifts with one another, don't we? All those gifts that we've been given, it is a joy to be able to share. There's a lot more joy in sharing than keeping. Mom, thank you for making me sit with you and Dad at church, even though the kids not sitting with their parents looked like they were having lots of fun. Going to church keeps us grounded. Helps us stay on the straight and narrow. Reminds us of how to be Christ-like. Christ-centered. Talk a little bit to the kids that are in here. I mean, let's just face it. Sometimes moms can be annoying. Isn't that right? Nagging, getting on your case about this and that. Well, believe it or not, it's because they love you. And they've probably told you that too. In Ephesians 6, we read, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Mom, thank you for making sure I understood that no matter what, I would always be welcome. In your home. The Lord wants us to know He always welcomes you into His home. No matter what you have done, what you have faced, what trials you endure, He's always welcoming you home. You know, there are some that you may have heard. You probably heard this before. Some may say, you know, I really don't need church. I can worship just fine on my own. Actually, I heard that not too long ago. Well, it's pretty sad, isn't it? It's a pretty selfish thought that somehow church is just about you. It's about us, isn't it? And drawing closer to our Father in heaven. He wants you to come home. Some moms may have some children that threaten to leave, to run away. This happens to adults too. He wants you to come home. In Moroni 6:6. "And the church did meet together oft to fast and to pray, and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. And they did meet together oft to partake of the bread and wine in remembrance of the Lord Jesus." Thank you, Mom, for all the trips to Food Land and all the meals prepared. For you have truly been a blessing. We come to church to be fed. And I'm not talking about potluck. But to be fed spiritually. In Acts 20:28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Just a few more thank yous. Thank you, Mom, for caring for me when I got sick. And you assured me that I would be okay, even when I wondered. We go to church to receive healings by the power of the Holy Ghost, through the laying on of hands of the elders. Moms are a great example of what church is. Mom, thank you for not giving me all the quarters I wanted to play Pac-Man and other video games. Mom, thank you for not saying, "I told you so," more than you did, even though you probably really wanted to. Mom, thank you for taking me to reunions and camps and retreats and caravans. Perhaps you mothers will hear some thank yous from your children today for teaching you for the lessons you have taught your children about love and church. You know, being a mom, from what I have witnessed, is a hard job. It's not easy. And there are times when moms, like anyone, will make mistakes and will say things that they don't really mean. But don't let that discourage you. Your kids just need you to continue to love them. And they are very forgiving. You are not in a competition to be the best mom in the world. Just be the best mom to your kids. Sometimes you may think that you're standing alone, doing and saying what you know to be right. And it can be lonely. But you need to stand your ground and know that you have the support of your Heavenly Father. I'm sure most of us have seen the video of the mom in Baltimore recently that we'll say set her kid back in line and protected him from his own bad decisions. We need moms to take a stance. For their kids' sake. For the sake of our families. I just want to say thank you. For it is truly a blessing to be raised in a church with love. And to have not only your own mother, but the mothers of many to love and support you. And we certainly have these mothers here today. And we're forever grateful. And we ask that the Lord's blessing would be upon your household as you continue to teach your children about the love of Christ and His church.
Thank you. Our God and our King, our Father, who art in heaven, blessed be thy name, O God, for the many gifts and blessings you've bestowed upon each one of us. And Lord, as we stand here now at the close of this time together, our minds have been caused to reflect upon our own lives, our births, and our mothers. And Lord, what a blessing it was to participate this day in the blessing of these two young souls. These two whom you've created and set here now upon this terrestrial ball with purpose, with gifts and blessings and new insights and understandings to share with all whom they know. And we ask a blessing upon them and their families, Lord, as they go forward this day. And Lord, we would not forget our mothers, those who have sacrificed so much on our behalf, who have raised us up and taught us and shown us the way. And Lord, there are those yet who have not had that influence in their life, who missed that, but yet you have placed people in their lives to direct them and to help them. Lord, we are so grateful for these gifts and for your love, because ultimately, Lord, you are the one who gives them. And so at the close of this time together, Lord, we would pray a closing blessing upon this congregation. And as they go forward, Lord, may they feel your love. And may we reflect on our lives and upon this church that you've given to us to be our mother, our spiritual mother. And Lord, may we hold fast to that rod of iron and not let go, and walk in that path of righteousness. We are so grateful, Lord, for all that you've given to us, and especially for your Son, for his life and his sacrifice, his death, and the hope of eternal salvation, Lord. May all the honor and the glory be thine forever and ever, Lord, is our prayer. And we ask this blessing in the name of your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.